Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unfuck Your Anger. Using science to understand frustration, rage, and forgiveness is a short, science-based self-help book by Faith G. Harper that focuses on understanding anger rather than treating it as a purely moral failure. Written in Harper's direct, profanity-laced style, the book combines neuroscience, trauma awareness, and practical coping advice to explain why anger can become overwhelming and how people can respond more effectively. It is part of a broader series of accessible mental health zines and books from Microcosm Publishing, and it is aimed at readers who feel anger is interfering with their health, relationships, or sense of control. Rather than offering simplistic reassurance, the book frames anger as a nervous system response that can become miscalibrated in modern life. Its purpose is to help readers notice what is happening in the body and brain, interrupt unhelpful reactions, and develop a healthier relationship with frustration, rage, and forgiveness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anger as a nervous system response, not a personal defect. One of the book's central ideas is that anger is not treated as a character flaw or a sign that someone is broken. Instead, Harper presents it as part of the brain and body's protective machinery. This matters because people often respond to anger with shame, which can make the emotion harder to regulate. By explaining anger through neuroscience, the book shifts the reader away from self-blame and toward understanding the conditions that trigger escalation. The practical value of this approach is that it makes anger more observable. Readers can begin to identify cues, bodily states, and environmental stressors that lead to reactivity. That framing also helps distinguish between ordinary frustration and patterns that may be shaped by trauma, chronic stress, or repeated invalidation, rather than asking readers to suppress anger. The book asks them to understand why the alarm system is firing, and whether the current situation actually requires that level of response. Secondly, how modern stress can hijack an ancient protection system. The book emphasizes that the brain often reacts to everyday events as if they were emergencies. This concept is important because it explains why small frustrations can produce outsized reactions, such as rage, shutdown, or obsessive rumination. Harper's science-based approach suggests that many anger spirals come from outdated survival responses rather than from the immediate importance of the triggering event. That idea gives readers a more precise way to think about their reactions. The intensity of the feeling may be real, but its urgency may not match the present situation. The book uses this framework to encourage interruption of automatic responses before they cause damage. In practical terms, this means learning to notice when one is in a heightened state, slowing the body down, and creating space between trigger and action. The analysis is useful because it turns anger management into a process of nervous system retraining rather than willpower or moral discipline alone. Thirdly, concrete tools for de-escalation and behavioral interruption. A major strength of the book is that it does not stop at explanation. It offers usable steps for responding when anger is already active, including breathing regulation, resetting one's state, and a four-step checklist for handling enraging situations. These tools matter because anger is often hardest to manage in the moment, when abstract advice is least helpful. Harper's approach makes coping procedural readers are given a sequence of actions that can be repeated under stress. That kind of structure is especially valuable for people whose anger leads to impulsive decisions, conflict, or self-sabotage. The book's workbook, like quality, reinforces the idea that insight alone is not enough. Practice is required to form new habits. By pairing neuroscience with concrete exercises, it translates emotional regulation into something more operational and less vague. The result is a guide that aims to reduce immediate harm while also helping readers build longer-term self-awareness and self-control. Fourthly, a wider view of anger that includes repression, resentment, and health. The book does not assume that anger only shows up as explosive behavior. It also addresses readers who have repressed anger for years and are now feeling its effects, along with those whose anger has become chronic enough to affect sleep, health, and relationships. This broader view is important because anger can be destructive both when it is overexpressed and when it is buried. Harper treats anger as something that can become stuck in the body and in patterns of thought if it is never acknowledged or processed. That makes the book relevant to people who do not see themselves as outwardly angry but still live with tension, resentment, or a sense of being constantly activated. The practical implication is that managing anger is not just about avoiding outbursts, it is also about recognizing long-term emotional load. By including this range of experiences, the book widens the category of who may benefit from anger work and avoids reducing the problem to simple temper control. Lastly, forgiveness as release, not reconciliation or surrender. The forgiveness chapter gives the book a distinct moral and psychological dimension. Harper presents forgiveness as an internal process that helps a person stop carrying past hurts, but she separates it clearly from reconciliation or passivity. That distinction is essential because many readers resist forgiveness when they fear it means excusing harm or returning to unsafe relationships. The book instead frames forgiveness as something that may free the injured person from being trapped by ongoing resentment. This makes the topic less about performing generosity for others and more about reducing the emotional burden of unresolved injury. In the context of an anger guide, that matters because anger is often sustained by memory, grievance, and rumination. The forgiveness discussion, therefore, extends the book beyond momentary regulation into longer-term recovery. It also keeps the argument realistic. Forgiveness is not presented as obligatory, simple, or universally immediate, but as one possible way to loosen the grip of old pain without denying what happened. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want an accessible, non-clinical, and science-informed explanation of anger. It will be especially useful for people who feel their frustration is too intense, too frequent, or too deeply rooted to be solved by generic self-help advice. It may also help readers who do not identify as angry, but recognize patterns of shutdown, resentment, or chronic stress that affect relationships and health. The main benefit of the book is that it makes anger legible through neuroscience while still staying practical. Readers get a framework for understanding triggers, a way to think about the body's alarm system, and concrete steps for interrupting escalation before it causes more damage. What sets it apart from many books in the same category is its tone and scope. It is blunt, concise, and grounded in real mental health education. But it does not reduce anger to a simple issue of positivity or self-control. Its inclusion of forgiveness as an internal process, not reconciliation, also gives it a more nuanced finish than many anger management titles. If you would like to support Faith G. Harper, PhD, LPCS, ACS, ACN, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.